Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time to show? To show you what you need to live? Tell it to me slowly. Tell you what I really want to know. It's the time of the season for loving.
Loving.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Fresco and Dusty are number one, and Mac is cool, but Chow, I'm sorry, but they must be stopped. They must be stopped.
We can't. We can't.
Can't stop us.
Can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller Records. Welcome to a Red Friday, Ryder Cup Red Friday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well, or a Cougar Chow. Better look out on Saturday night, man. Better watch out.
There'll
be some emo cougars out there.
Yes, there will be.
There'll be some Cheshire Cats. Going to be some Dude Ranch. That's awkward.
Emo cougar cougars. What?
He said emo cougar.
No, I didn't. I said cougars,
didn't I? Play it.
Did I?
Oh, yeah.
I think you might have.
Skim it, baby. And we got us a
drop. I did. Did I?
I think so.
We'll see. Cooter?
He goes, emo cooter?
Maybe I did. Oh, well.
Just like outlined in black, like eyeliner. Where are you? There it is.
Cooter?
Yeah, no doubt.
One of the greatest. It's probably the greatest of all time. Either that or Charlie Weiss blaming the wind.
Significant wind.
Yeah, the significant wind is still, I mean, how do you explain the momentum shift, coach? Well, you're blaming the wind?
Yeah.
He didn't need the wind.
Yeah, Charlie Weiss blamed the wind, and Alex Gordon didn't need the wind.
That's
emo cooter cougar.
I did. Hey.
Is Jim Bob Cooter still in the NFL?
I mean, there's a
I don't know.
Is he still with the Lions?
No.
Hold on, let me search the
He was with Tennessee, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was with Tennessee. He's had a cup of coffee in a few places. Jim Bob Cooter.
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 I mean, it was just so good.
Offensive coordinator, Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, oh there we go.
He turned Daniel Jones around.
Yes, he's the secret.
Daniel Jones is turning it around, man. He's playing for Jim Bob Cooter.
It's even better. James Robert Cooter is an American professional football coach who is the offensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts of the National Football League. He previously served as the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions from 15 to 18. It wasn't Ben Johnson.
No.
I'm kidding. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what it says.
From yeah.
From Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Well, of course he's
there
from the South. Yeah, I mean, with a name like Jim Bob.
Well, he went to the University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, go Vols. There we go, Cooter.
He was Peyton Manning's running mate, I think, down there.
Wow.
I'm not you don't know this?
I did not know that.
Well, you better look this up.
Yeah, I better.
I think him and Peyton were there together, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike in Denver. Jim Bob Cooter is the best football coach name ever.
Ever. And there's not even a number two.
I'm trying to even think what would be number two. I mean, Butch Davis is good.
Yeah, but that's not Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, you start to look at like great sports names of all time, and like Dick Trickle will be up there as one of your great. Dickie Thon.
Richard Fitz.
Yeah.
That's his actual name.
Yeah.
It's always fun seeing a card of Richard Fitz get pulled. I'm like, Richard Fitz. I'm like, come on, guys.
Come on now.
Veteran teams seem to figure it out.
They do. Yeah.
Both these teams are both veteran teams, right? Like this is, you know, Zay Flowers has been in the league enough. You've got your wings.
Well, in the NFL anymore, 3 year is like a career. So you're year two, year three. Yeah, you're a veteran now.
No doubt about it. And then,
turn your mic off, Mac. You guys are on the air.
Mitchell Cuss, dude. Yeah. We don't need Mitch cussing today, man.
Sorry?
Mitch is more turned on today than I am. And that's tough to do.
Mitch is head to toe ready to go for this one today, baby.
He joined us in about 15 minutes. But veteran teams seem to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
We see this in a lot of sports, right? Like, nobody really was talking about the, you know, a year that Freddie Freeman was having last year. Then the World Series started. You're like, oh, my God, five straight games with a home run. That's a veteran move.
Right.
You look at Salvador Perez, championship game or wild card game down the third base line, right? Base hit, Royals win. Alex Gordon, home run in game one of the World Series. Hello, veteran move. Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. And this is a game in which I think we say the line way too much. Your stars have to be stars. But this is a game where it's like, hey, you guys are 1-2. You got a lot of people out there thinking that this dynasty is done. You got Gary Myers out here talking about God knows what. And then you've got the Ravens as well. And so when you look at all of this in this game.
Play the Gary Myers for those in the back.
Yeah,
if you miss because you. The way you set it up was as brilliant as you could. You got Gary Myers out here talking about God knows what.
I mean, it's true, man. I don't know. I have no idea what he was talking about the other day, talking about how, you know, we're not a dynasty and that all this sort of stuff. You've seen the picture that was on, you know, everything as well. But
a dynasty?
Dynasty?
I mean, a dynasty, I think, is what happened in New England over a 20-year period.
Well, that's not sustainable in any sport for 20 years. I mean, that's an anomaly more than a dynasty, I would think, Gary.
Well, you're probably right. And, you know, I guess if we're looking to establish, you know, dynasties.
Yeah, I don't think so. What?
Anyways, but this is a game in which I want to see the veterans make veteran plays. Like, I'm not looking at, as you know, Juju Smith-Schuster to be like a huge key factor, but 3rd and 6, I don't want to see that drop that I saw in that game last week. I want to see that catch be completed. Travis Kelce, you know, let's go out there. Yeah, be emotional, but be emotional in the right way. Chris Jones, same way for you. Treat, Cray as well. Patrick Mahomes, a little more calm feet in the pocket, stuff like that. Baltimore is the same thing. Derrick Henry, stop coughing up the damn ball.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, don't take as many sacks. Mark Andrews, let's see what happens. Isaiah Likely, I think, is going to play in this game. Alex is saying they weren't going to play yesterday. I think Isaiah Likely will be playing in this game. There's a chance, at least. And those guys, they have to step up. This is a game in which your leaders will lead the way to victory in this matchup against Baltimore. And Kansas City, both teams wanted to.
Well, and also, too, when you have a veteran team like the Chiefs have that have been there, done that, the veteran teams know how to figure things out. You know, I'm watching the last week of baseball, and I know you have as well. We may be the only two in Kansas City checking in on Cleveland and all this kind of stuff that's going on, right? It's exciting, and the playoff races are great in baseball. And about a month ago, everybody was writing off the Yankees, right? Mm. Oh, the Yankees stink. It's the June swoon. Oh, my God. They're not going to be any good. And here we are going into the final week of the season, and where are the Yankees? Tied for first with the Toronto Blue Jays, right? You look around sports all the time. The veteran teams that have been there before understand the rigors of a regular season. They know how to compartmentalize, but they also know how to step it up when they need to step it up. And that's why I really like the Chiefs in this one, because they are that veteran team. They are the New York Yankees. The regular season bores you a little bit. Did we talk about an NBA team getting bored by the regular season this year? I forget. I feel like we did. Maybe the Celtics, we talked about.
Maybe Cleveland.
A little bit. You know, you get bored by the regular season when you have such a big lead, or, you know, like the Detroit Tigers this year. Clearly, I mean, they had a 15.5 game lead. They got bored, and now here we are. They're only a game up,
right?
You know, but they're a veteran team. I'm sure they're going to figure it out, right? That's what veteran teams do. That's what good teams do. The teams that have been there before don't panic. They don't freak out. They understand what's at stake. They also understand what matters and when it matters. And I think for the Chiefs right now, they understand this game does matter. It's not an elimination game by any stretch of the means, but it makes your life easier if you win this game. And I believe deep down, when the good teams have their back against the wall, the tested teams have their back against the wall, they've been there before. They know what it takes. They find ways to win. And the Chiefs right now, they are the Yankees of football, right? They're the team that everybody hates. They're the team that always finds a way to win. They're the team that everybody wants to see go away. And here are the Yankees tied for first with three games to go. And here are the Chiefs making their push right now. Oh, all of a sudden, a banged up Baltimore team. They win that. They're 2-2. Then you go to Jacksonville and things start to turn. This is kind of that turning point game, you know, in the season where you take off. That's what good teams do. They figure it out when they need to most.
Yeah, you got to get out there and win. The better team will prevail. I know those are cliches, but this is one of those games in which, you know, there's two guns in the room and somebody's going to get at it, right? It's going to be the Chiefs are going to do it or the Ravens are going to do it. And after this, both teams will be significantly judged on where the rest of the season
absolutely
goes.
This is a big judgment game. You're absolutely right about that.
No doubt. I don't know how more excited this man can get to get in this studio. So we're going to bring him in here because it is Mitch Holtis in the house, in studio. We'll get to the college slate a little bit later because this is a big weekend, according to Binkley. And don't forget the college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanner's are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner locations. Bud Light and Tanner's, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. From the booth to the studio, Mitch Holtis joins us next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I can't think of better music to have Heavy Metal Kingdom coming into the studio this morning. So we are blessed and happy to have the man, the myth, the legend, the best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. That's a Bret Hart quote there for you. You know, Mitch Holtis in studio. It is brought to you by GEHA and Silverstein Eye Centers. GEHA, Government Employee Health Associations Incorporated, also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, I welcome you in on a Red Friday. And let's start off with something that's bizarre this week with the Chiefs and Ravens matchup, more so with the Ravens.
The numbers.
There we are. Yeah, the numbers are crazy in this game. The fact that Lamar Jackson's got 9 touchdowns and 0 picks after 3 weeks. It's happened, I believe, 9 other times, but there's only been 1 loss combined in those 9 other times. Right. He has a quarterback rating of 140-plus in 2 games, and he's lost both those games. That's not happened in the history of the National Football League. And so this is a talented uber-talented Baltimore team, but there's just some numbers that don't add up. But I will say this. This feels like a playoff game in September.
You know, it kind of has that feel, and we were talking earlier, like the Baltimore-Kansas City rivalry in sports has been so one-sided with the Royals taking care of the Orioles, the Chiefs taking care of the Ravens. There's like one victory for Baltimore. And I'm listening to their stations this week, and you could just hear the in their voices, like they're beside themselves in Baltimore because of what's going on. And now you got to face the big bad Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Somehow they're a favorite in this game, but this is not the Baltimore team, Mitch, that, you know, we're used to for 30 years.
Not on defense, and yet they've got talented guys. Now getting Van Noy back will help them, Bob. But up front, they're beaten up. Metabuke's already out.
Yeah.
I don't know if Travis Jones is going to play, but when I got back from the Kingdom show on Monday, and so I was watching it in real time like you guys were, I just couldn't believe my eyes, because basically Detroit was running two or three plays and just gashing them. And I'm like, I've never seen that in a Baltimore team. Even when they've had their down years, they've always been physical and tough and gnarly. And Detroit, well, there's only been one time in Baltimore's history after, remember, the Cleveland Browns moved there, they become the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Only one time they had given up a 90-plus yard touchdown drive. They gave up two in one game to Detroit. So you just don't want their defense to wake up. And I think the Chiefs are going to have to get to 30 points somehow. Doesn't that feel like to you guys?
Yeah, can they get the 30 points? Or are those days like officially done of those 30 points?
No, they're not officially done. Okay, in fact, the vibe this week has been, you know, last week it was like, it's getting close, it's getting closer, and that's even more so, I think, this week. Getting Xavier back will help.
Yeah.
But I think the drive of to start the third quarter, hopefully, was the lighting the pilot light, because that was an awesome drive. Six runs, five passes, four first down runs that yielded 6 yards a carry. Those runs set up the passes that allowed the team to go down the field. That looked like the Mahomes drives you were talking about, Dusty, when we were off the air, that we were mentioning back in 2018. So I think it's starting to get the vibe and flow. It's just going to have to be balanced, but you got to get sevens. I think you got to get to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a little bit egregious, but that play at the end of the half when Pacheco's run the opposite way and it goes behind and Mahomes saves it, is that kind of like a turning point type play in the season where Mahomes has to go from being the best at his skill set and quarterback to playing, you know, deep safety, stopping a pick six going to the house? It wasn't that, but he gets the ball back, and it's essentially a game, to me, a momentum swing for sure. But that ball, if he doesn't get it, it's 2 yard line New York Giants, and who knows where that game goes. Is that one of those where you look back and let's say it's January, they're getting it for the playoffs, you go, you know, let's go back to week two in that Giants game when Mahomes makes that play?
Well, one, because it's so unusual. But I'm going to have it tied with Jalen Watson's interception.
Fair.
That's a gigantic play.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hold Malik Nabers to 2 catches for 13 yards, but that's a favorite play, and Nabers is so good that he can just go rip it away even if Russ underthrows it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's tied because the fact that Mahomes was so aware to go and get the ball away from – and Bobby Okereke is a good player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't, you know, some
strong man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would say, but those two plays were that kind of importance, because the Giants are, and then there's the 52-yard defensive pass interference penalty, and the Giants are going, why aren't we up 13-6 and we're down 9-6? Well, then that led to a halftime of, let's figure this out, instead of being like all over the place. And then it's when they came out roaring with the 11-play 74-yard drive. So hopefully that sequence of events gets this team rolling, mm-hmm. and we look back on it in months later and go, yep, that's when it turned.
That was it. And Mitch, you know, you talk about that drive coming out of half. That's been their best drive of the year. I mean, there's no debate about that.
Not even close,
right? So what did they do? Why were they successful on that drive? And how can you replicate that this week to have more drives like that? That's the million-dollar question, right?
Well, being balanced, and I know this sounds like, oh, that's just football talk, but you got to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they were that and committed to runs, and those were good runs. So the first play of that drive set up the second play, which was a pass. It was almost like the same action, and New York flows right to the ball, and then it's kind of a half boot play over to Hollywood Brown. And then the other thing I got excited about was the reemergence, if you will, of the jet sweep, flip pass, end around. Remember the jet sweep with Remigio?
Yep.
And he gets double digits. Okay, good. Then you get Breshard Smith now, and now you get Xavier Worthy back. That's got to be a part of this plan. Mm-hmm. So even things that show up like a pass in the stat sheet, like a flip pass, in essence become kind of a run. But that coming back into the side-to-side action, which slows down pass rushers, they got to think of click. I mean, Andy Reid taught me that years ago. You can block pass rushers without even touching them. But getting that back in your game and then having a 4-2 guy do that or a 4-3 guy like Breshard Smith do that, it becomes part of the equation of getting this offense back to where we want it to be.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. A lot of that sounds outstanding, but we need that line to play better. And it's not just Juwan Taylor, right? To me, Creed and Trey have to step up their level of play now, too, and make sure that that interior is solidified so we can run in between those tackles. Where are you on the offensive line at this point?
Well, I'm with you on that. I think that I would agree with you. And Cray and Treed got to be those guys to plant the flag. And neither one of those guys are rah-rah guys, you know, slap-on-your-shoulder-pad guys. But they have their way of getting their point across. But it starts with them, I think, individually. And I'm not speaking for them here, but I know those guys pretty well. Mm-hmm. And it starts with my game. So I've got to figure out what I'm going to do and then try to influence everybody else. One of the positive signs has been the gradual improvement of Suamaitia at left guard. If you look at it, and I was working on this last night, is the fact that really from left tackle to all the way over to right guard, there's been no sacks allowed. And but now it's getting consistent in the run game.
Right.
You know, making the run block. Those guys are pretty much run blockers. I think Trey and Creed would say, let's just run the ball the first six times.
Yeah.
Still, to your point, that's where it starts, and Andy Reid would agree.
Yeah, what about right tackle now? Where are we going to go with Juwan Taylor? Because everybody's now talked about him, and I put my parenting cap on now. It's almost like you're on your last straw here, man. Like, one more move, and you're done. Are the Chiefs feeling that way?
I can't answer that way. I was in Springfield at the beginning of the year. This is at the beginning of camp. And our affiliate in Springfield does a big blowout to start the year. I mean, they rented a theater out. It was pretty cool. But there was a guy in the front row that was like, he was going to storm the stage about Juwan Taylor. And I said, well, just hang on here a second. It's not, you know, he's done a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you just can't ignore the fact that right now he's number one in the league in penalties with six. He's just got to tighten the screws here. And I know he's trying to get advantage against pass rushers. That New York Giant front now,
it's one of the best in the NFL.
Oh, my gosh. Those guys are good. And Brian Burns, I would take him today, tomorrow, and the next day. Yep. All right. Still, he's looking at an edge, man. I got to gain a half-second edge here to try to win this. Not now, man. You got to lock in and line up correctly, do your job like everybody else, and get after it. But he's done it. He's done it. We just got to have him do it now in a game like this, because this game will be razor, razor thin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've seen now, think of the Eagles game, you know, the interception, the 14-point swing on the deflected pass, and that microscopic play turns into be huge. Well, it's going to be that way in this game too.
So do you think there's more like blood in the water for a Shark and Spags with his defense against that offensive line that gave up seven sacks? Or is there more blood in the water for Patrick Mahomes and that defense that has given up 40 points twice now in three games?
It's all of it. It's all of it, man. All of the above. It's like when I took my ACT, they said, just take every answer, all of the above.
You get 5 points for just putting your name.
So and I got six. Hey, I got a six.
Look at you.
I got a six.
Yeah.
The one answer that was all of the above, I got that. The rest
I got a six, too, and look at us. Look at how we're doing. Yeah.
I know we're both in therapy. That's great.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
2 days a week now.
What's your copay?
You got a therapist that takes copays? Where's that guy?
That's none of your damn business.
Well, I just got an email before I came in and say no more copays.
Four payment installments over 4 weeks.
Is there an ATM machine close?
Klarna, you can pay on it.
I pay the guy cash for me. Yeah.
I had a guy like that. I'm not kidding. Therapist, because you pay me cash, I'll catch you a break.
How about that? Nobody uses cash anymore. Therapists do.
Yeah, they do.
Dusty, there's a whole bunch of things going on to answer that question.
And sorry, 38 points and 41 points, not 40 in two games, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, these guys, 111 points, and I think that this is the best. And I was talking with Spags yesterday. We had a one-on-one, and he agreed. This is the best surrounding cast that Lamar Jackson's ever had. Bateman is better and healthy. Zay Flowers is better. And I heard you guys talking about 14 kids for Sean Alexander.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And you know why Zay Flowers wears number four.
Is he the fourth out of four?
He's the fourth youngest out of 14.
Oh, no way.
He's the 11th of 14. Oh,
so that's why he wears four?
Yeah, he's cool the fourth youngest. I know, yeah, how I about that?
A lot of flowers in that field. They,
oh, wow.
Sorry.
Dude. Cymbal crash. I just feel like that's so early in the morning for you to pull that off. I'm just sitting here trying to deal with it. But the fact that Lamar Jackson and play calling, let me give you another little stat. This is interesting, digging this one out.
Well, you got the Lad Bible over here, man.
Oh, yeah. We got it going on. But the fact that the Ravens are third in the league in runs called in the first half, they're 14th in the league in runs called in the second half. Go back to the AFC Championship game. Yep. Mm-hmm. There were congressional inquiries of why the Ravens didn't run the ball in that game. They had 81 yards. It's the first time since Lamar Jackson has been the starting quarterback that the Ravens now in back-to-back games have had less than 100 yards rushing. So part of your answer is the fact that, one, will the Ravens just run it more and commit more to the run? Two, is Lamar Jackson hanging on to the ball too long? That's part of the seven sacks, not just the offensive line. Their offensive line isn't as good as it's been. I'd say the skill guys are. And then three, can Spags see blood in the water? But you've got to, man, you got to defend all points of the universe against these guys.
Right.
I mean, you talked about a spy. Mm-hmm. Well, the spy takes somebody out of coverage.
Right.
Their tight ends are playing really well, not just Andrews. They get Likely back, and he's a weapon. We saw it last year in the opening game of the season.
Right.
There's just so much to defend here. And if you're going to commit a spy, which you almost do, King Henry's not going to fumble the ball this week. He'll sew it to the ventricle of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can get some sacks, but you've got to start in sequence here. And some of this is the Ravens. What will they commit to do or not commit to do?
Yeah, well, you say he won't fumble, but he has all week. Like, that's got to be part of your game plan, is to go after that ball early on Derrick Henry, right?
Well, yeah, I almost sent you the clip that I did with Charles Omenihu this week. And the fact that he, remember his play in the AFC Championship game, huge sack, strip, fumble.
Yep.
And Lamar never saw him coming. This is another stat. We have played him, let me figure it out. I went back and looked. We've played him six times. This will be the seventh game against, this counts the playoff game. So he's 1-5 against the Chiefs. But he's given the ball away five times in six games. And so you can get the ball out from him. He's so aware of trying to make a big play. That, and then you've got guys with the wingspan of Omenihu. Chris Jones has got a, man, come on, man, bring it. Same thing with Carl Optis, all those guys. But you can get the ball from him. You're not going to get it from Derrick Henry this week because he just won't let it happen. But defensively, somehow, in a game with this explosive in an offense, you have got to steal a possession somewhere. This is going to be 8 to 9 possessions. You'd love to get two stops, if you can, and then a steal or two. And so it's not just the offense trying to zero in and trying to get to 30 points. In my opinion, that's not being said in the hallways. It's just me when I look at this game. It's also the defense stealing just enough to try to keep them where they're not getting their average of 38 points a game.
Yeah, this defense, though, man, they're really good. I'm talking about the Chiefs' defense. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they get talked about enough for how good a defense they truly are right now. And I know that first game against the Chargers left a lot. You know, everybody has their first impression. You see the quarterback run and Jones out of position. People are like, oh, the defense. And then you hold Philadelphia down. You held the Giants down. You know, the last eight quarters defensively have been as good as anybody's played in the league right now.
No question. That Eagles game, you hold Jalen Hurts to 16 carries on 9 runs, and that boils down, we mentioned, to just a couple of plays. But even the fade where he just throws it up,
yeah,
and it's a McDuffie versus Devontae Smith play. If you make that player just even knock it down, that game goes in the Chiefs' favor.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, and we know McDuff will make that play more often than not, the DBs are playing much better, way better. Shamari Connor's playing way better. The DBs are big in this game because many times Spags will play three safeties in nickel, and those safeties become a spy, not a linebacker. The backers got a lot on their plate, but they've played really good. And then you get a guy like Omar Norman Lott, who's really changed the defense a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he becomes an impactful inside player. You're not just relying on Chris Jones to make those plays, and now he's stacked him up two games in a row. So the whole stack up, piecing it together one game to the next has been the most encouraging sign from this defense. But they're also, since the beginning of 2023, they're the number one defense in the league in scoring defense. You don't hear that stat from the narratives nationally.
Nope.
And they've only given up 18 points a game on an average.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all of 23, all of 24, and three games into 25.
Yeah, that's the insane thing right there. I think Matt McMullen tweeted about that earlier in the week about, you know, the last 34 games or whatever it is, the Chiefs defense has given up less than three scores per game, right? And you're right, the Nationals are not talking about that. It's all about the doom and gloom, because that's what gets clicks. That's what gets people riled up. The Chiefs or the Yankees. We all know that now. You want to see them fall, so you're going to skew everything and tell everybody that they're no good. Meanwhile, they got a team that's not giving up three touchdowns per game. I mean, that defense is not getting, back to Dusty's flowers, they're not getting enough flowers for how good they've been.
No question. And it's happening front to back. But I'm also going to tell you, it's going to take all of that to beat these guys, because they're offensively, I think the Ravens are exceptional.
Yeah, I want to get into Xavier Worthy. Because what I'd like to see is that we have seen the emergence of Thornton being able to go down there and Mahomes kind of get back to that effort. You know, he's down there. I'll give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see the run game obviously evolve in this offense with a team that's given up a ton of rushing yards, that defensive line that's super banged up coming into this. But like dream scenario, like focus, Dusty here, first play of the game, play action, and send both those cats just down the field and see which one of those safeties cheats. And if you get, you know, Marlon Humphrey or whoever to, you know, go to one side, launch it up, because I think this is one of those games, obviously a playoff field type game, but if you come out Buster Douglas's thing, hit him right in the mouth, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh shoot, they're here, they're ready to go, this offense is back. Not only that, you build confidence in Taylor, you build confidence in Simmons, and the biggest games that Josh Simmons is going to play in his life. Mahomes builds that confidence of being able to stay back there and keep the feet calm, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is Xavier Worthy and Thornton on the same field. This is what this offense can be. This is a sneak peek of like maybe your two and three receiver coming when Rashee Rice comes back, and maybe that kind of opens the floodgates, gets that playoff field coming back to it, and maybe the confidence builds enormously after a play like that.
I'll take your Buster Douglas analogy, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to give a shot to the ribs, mm-hmm. because I'm going to run an Xavier Worthy jet sweep first.
Now you and Bob.
And he may get the corner like he did last year for 21 yards and a touchdown, against the Ravens.
That's right.
Or a 35-yard touchdown he had, against the Ravens. And that was on Marlon Humphrey's side, if I'm not mistaken. Now what I do off of that, then I, with that action, you just put that in the thought process of that defense. Now you're mm-hmm. opened up a couple plays later to find Tyquan Thornton down the field, even off play action off the jet sweep. Catch my drift here?
Like Paul
and your jet sweep may get you 20 to 30 yards, even with a Burchard Smith or an Xavier Worthy. The thing about Tyquan Thornton is he has now done this three games in a row. This isn't a flash, and you're going, oh, man, that was a cool play.
Right.
And the fact that he did that back-to-back against the Giants, he runs a 30, he gets 34 yards. He didn't complete the catch, and you come right back. That the analogy is you've run the 400-meter prelims, and now you got to run the finals right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And you run your finals race better because that's an incredible catch.
An incredible throw, too, that I don't think we talk about.
We take that for granted.
We really do. Like, But
back to Dusty's point, Tyquan Thornton, in a baseball analogy, if he's now becomes your fourth or fifth starter, you got a really good rotation.
Mm-hmm.
But you can set things up sequentially with him now because we know he'll run a route, we'll know he'll make a tough catch, and we know he can get behind the defense. But just sending four verts down there and try to get something to him, I think there's a way to get to what you want to do, but instead of taking the shot at the jaw, I might take a couple jabs at the ribs.
Yeah, I'm kind of there too. I said I want to see Xavier Worthy on a jet sweep more than anything, right? Just run by that defense. And, you know, as you know, if these guys are pass rushing right by him, and the defensive line is rendered useless at that point in time. And so you can do that. Now all of a sudden Xavier Worthy gets that jet sweep, that run, the defense is like, all right, now we got to consider that. We got to think about that. You know, we used to talk about it all the time and still do, like, you know, you do stuff in preseason games or, you know, you show some stuff maybe in a game that maybe you're not going to use, but it makes the other team think. Like, the Chiefs do a great job of making the other team prepare for stuff that they're never going to see.
Well, and I think the Bosa boys wake up in the middle of the night and see jet sweeps. They see McKinnon running under their armpit for a touchdown, or when Max Crosby's at the tap parlor, you know, he's thinking of the jet sweep going right by him. But that side-to-side also helps your inside run game.
Right.
But I like Dusty's point, the fact that you now have Thornton, who is that guy who doesn't have to be Xavier worthy to run by your defensive third level.
Yeah.
But you get the ball to him in unique ways where he can complete that play.
No doubt, Mitch. We appreciate the time with you today. You know, didn't do my best to stay focused with the
Stay focused. We haven't even done that yet.
I know.
Stay focused. I see you drifting. Even in this segment, I saw your eyes drift.
I mean, I got the Ryder Cup behind you. I got your voice in my head. I got all this sort of stuff. I'm thinking about Thornton and Xavier Worthy streaking
down the
field.
You've got your EU shirt on for the Ryder Cup,
man,
too.
You better believe it, man.
Are you for the EU in this?
I wish. You know, no, I'm not. I'm for the United
I do want to go to the Ryder Cup, though.
That's a bucket list. It's definitely a bucket list.
But that'd be
you're going to have Matt in here later, right?
Is he coming in? No, he's not coming in today. No, yeah.
You got to ask him about West Point.
Oh, yeah. How was it? Yeah. Oh. It's great, and it's the best place on earth.
Well, I've been there a couple times now. Oh, my gosh.
I love it there.
Matt goes, I wouldn't last 5 minutes in this place.
That's what my mother-in-law told me, yeah. Because that was my dream school. I wanted to go to West Point, right? My mother-in-law goes, you never would have made it.
Did your D in general math keep you out?
Yeah, it was an F.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, have a good call.
Thanks, guys.
I'll do my best to stay focused.
Please.
Do my best. That's right. Mitch Holtz. It's brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Associations Incorporated, also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Coming up next, Mac Morey gives us one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
A Red Friday One Word, baby. Let's get it going on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Red Ryder Cup Friday.
Sorry about that. My apologies.
Red Ryder BB gun.
Red Rocket.
Well.
BBL stinky.
Yeah, well.
Exactly.
I don't understand how she commented on that, you know.
Well, somebody's been making rumors about my BBL stink.
Well, I mean, it wasn't me. I mean,
hey.
BBL stinky. I didn't start the rumors. I never met her.
I know how to clean a fat ass. All right, let's keep going.
That's a drop.
Yeah, that, I mean,
there's a rumor that like my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink.
BBL stinky.
That's an actual sentence. Oh,
hello,
here
America.
We are.
Hello, America.
There's a rumor that like my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink.
All right, man.
BBL stinky.
There it is. That's my one word.
All right, one word. Let's start with Mitch. I don't know the exact cut yet, so no audio, just me reenacting what Mitch said. Basically, he said, Chiefs are going to score 30 points this Sunday. One word.
Scary.
Agreed.
That was the first thing that I kind of thought of. 30 points. Okay.
Whoa.
If you can have a drive like you did to start the second half and build off of that, let's go. But that needs to be from start one. That needs to be from jump street. So they need to do that right from the beginning. So it's going to be a tough task for this offense to go out there and put up 30. They don't do that on the reg anymore. 35-0 Chiefs.
Interesting. Because if you have to put up 30, that means your defense is struggling. I'd like this game to look a lot like that Philly
game.
That's
the other thing, yeah.
But yeah, I'd like this game to look like the Philly game, but in reverse. I'd like to see us winning 20-17. I don't care how you do this one. Just get it done. Move on. Get your game against Jacksonville. Get back to, you know, over 500, and then bring on Rashee Rice and those Las Vegas. Move along in the XFL.
I do like him doing the highlights on Monday nights still. It's still fun for me to watch Boomer do the highlights and him and Booker do the show now on ESPN Plus with him and Tom Jackson. It's a great show back in the day.
Yeah, Boomer's still got his thing, man.
He does. He's still got his fun. Thing. Yep. Like, he coined Indiana Jones, and now everybody's stealing it.
Gosh, he's so good at doing that. That's his thing, man. Tua says quarterbacking is his thing as well. Cam Newton, I guess, was talking some smack. Tua didn't like it.
Cam Newton just making enemies all over the place.
That's what Tua Tagovailoa had to say about it.
I heard Cam Newton say it the other night.
Well, anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure, but, you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback.
Tagovailoa is making more than Patrick Mahomes, Herbert, Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Baker, Mayfield, Stafford, Jaden Daniels. Newton said, am I pocket watching? No, I'm putting things into perspective here.
Yeah, that's what Cam said.
Yeah,
right?
That is what Cam Newton said on Tua Tagovailoa, and that was Tua's response.
And so from Tua's standpoint, you know, you can't let that bother you, you know, like you can't let that get under your skin. So the one word that I want to use is thin-skinned on Tua, because he's clearly dialed into what Cam Newton was saying. But I will also tell, too, who cares what Cam Newton has to say? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the guy hasn't been relevant in football since 2015. That's 10 years ago.
Yep. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, 2020, he played with New England in the COVID year. It was terrible. But he has not been part of a relevant operation for about 10 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's bitter, man.
It's fine. Yeah, he's relevant is what he's doing. He's trying to stay relevant with his bizarre outfits of choice. Hey, that's his style. Do your thing, Cam. But you're not right. That's the thing. Like, it's fine. Keep arguing with the gritty guy out in Philadelphia. That's where your humor is.
My one word would be Tyquan for Tua. Tyquan Thornton tweeted about it. You know, when you're having rough days or when you're not maybe doing your best, stay off of Twitter. And maybe even when you are doing your best, just stay off social media. Yeah. Decent advice. Tua Tagovailoa, brother, you're a veteran. Stay off of Twitter, man.
Well, right. Stay off of Twitter, but also stop paying attention to what, like Dan Orlovsky and Cam Newton. How was their career related to yours? Mm-hmm. I think you probably, I mean, Cam obviously went to the Super Bowl and had the MVP, and he's been really, really good. But it was a spurt of a Cam Newton career. It wasn't his entire career. And so, Tua, focus on yourself, man. Don't worry what washed-up guys on television are saying
Cam
about
Newton's
your game.
Also the same guy that said he would keep his MVP instead of having a Super Bowl.
That's
trophy.
Exactly so, right. Yeah, like, yeah. Cam Newton that. Also still thinks he can play today.
100%. Yeah, he thinks he belongs under center. It's ridiculous. Shedeur Sanders thinks he belongs under center. He thinks he's a starting quarterback. He says that, well, he's better than a lot of the quarterbacks in the league right now. It's pretty much verbatim what he said. Mm-hmm. One word on Shedeur Sanders, the third string.
Dumb. And here's what I'll say. Patrick Mahomes' first year in Kansas City. Didn't do interviews, didn't do anything, laid low. You barely knew he was part of the organization. Shedeur Sanders ought to take a page out of Patrick Mahomes' book and just do what the team asks you to do. I understand people come up to you and they want to get your thoughts on all this. Say no. You're the third quarterback on the roster. That's the way you should look at it. Like Patrick Mahomes said, I'm the backup. I'm not playing here. There's no reason to talk to me. Shedeur Sanders making it about himself instead of saying, hey, man, this is our guy. I'm the third string quarterback here, and I got to focus on being the best I can for Cleveland. I don't have time to talk today. Do that. But he goes out there and says he's better than most quarterbacks in the NFL. There are some bad quarterbacks out there. But you know what? Instead of talking, Shedeur, go out there and win the job in Cleveland. Go out there and play so good in practice that they can't keep you off the field.
Yeah, I'd just say my one word is silence. Man, like you were, like you said, fifth-round draft pick. Your whole entire pre-career has been judged on how you're a prima donna. You're selfish. You had your draft room all decked out. You waited. You didn't get the starting job. You're in Cleveland. It just, you know, 1,000 deaths by silence, man. Just, you know, when you get your opportunity, let your game be loud. Let your mouth be silent, because unfortunately you have put yourself in this situation. If it was reversed, you know, that's why Jaden Daniels can talk now, man. They say Jaden Daniels talks too much. Well, he talks too much because he was the rookie of the year and went to the NFC Championship in his first year. Talk all you want, kid. Mm-hmm.
Last week in a regular season baseball, multiple pennant races occurring. Mm. Playoffs wild card begin Tuesday. One word.
Fun. The high holy days of Major League Baseball are here, And they're giving it to us this week with great pennant races in the Central and the East of the American League, the possible collapse of the Tigers, the possible collapse of the Mets. Like, it's got everything that you could want right now rolling in to the final weekend of the season, except our team, you know, and they hung in there for a very long time, obviously, this year. But man, this is it. This is great. These last 3 days of Major League Baseball is for everything right now. It's fun.
No doubt about it, man. It's electric. It's absolutely electric because you have the Yankees and Blue Jays tied. You have Cleveland and the Tigers tied, but the Tigers have the disadvantage with the tiebreaker there. Seattle's clinched their division in the AL. You look at the wild card situation. Houston's a game back. You know, Cleveland's got their division. They're tied. Detroit, everything can happen. It's electric. It's baseball. It's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
God, it's fun, man. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you just had to wait till game 162, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Quick, one word on Ryder Cup weekend.
USA.
Yeah, for me, one word.
America.
Life, man.
I know that I'm hard.
Had to go play golf yesterday because I had the itch so bad. Here we are at the 8 o'clock hour, so we get to our day job, which is what's in the script here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.